Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be my best year ever, folks. That's why I made me my coach. So, welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. And know that we want this to be your best year ever as well. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Patricia Reed. You really want to stay tuned to hear these words of wisdom from a very special lady. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. You need only log in to joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these powerful messages with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our very new Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. It's so new, in fact, that it's still a work in progress. However, you can still check like because we really do like that, and then you will get all the information relevant to what we are up to. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage by clicking follow right below my picture. And by the way, folks, I just want you to know we really appreciate those of you who follow us. And yesterday we had a record number of people coming in. So I guess that was a good show that we had more followers yesterday, a lot more. That show was The Law of Attraction, all about the secret, and it was a very popular show. So you might want to hear that, which is, of course, in our archives. Folks, you can message me in any of these venues in Facebook, on the Blog Talk Radio homepage, because right under follow it says message. And I do promise you that I read all the messages. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and do chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there's anything you want to ask me or our guest or comment on. And those of you who are logged into the chat room and want to call in and ask your question directly to Patricia, it's 917-388-4530, but I will be checking the chat room as well. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our very special guest today, Patricia Reed. Folks, I love the holidays, still feeling the holiday spirit, and feel that every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. We really wish you that this upcoming year be your best year ever. So to get things rolling, I want to start the show with daily declarations that are spoken by and written by our most valuable guest, Beverly Nadler, who has the show every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday. So here it is, daily declarations from Beverly Nadler.
These daily declarations from A to Z were written and are spoken by Beverly Nadler, author of Vibrational Harmony.
Today is the first day of the rest of my life, and I declare it will be the best day of my life. I declare that today I affirm my attitude of appreciation. I declare that today I find blessings and benefits even in things I do not choose. I declare that today I create success using the courage of my convictions. I declare that today I make decisions that make my dreams come true. I declare that today I act with enthusiasm and empower myself and others. I declare that today I have faith that financial freedom is in my future. I declare that today I give gratitude for my goals and for God's grace. I declare that today I have good health, harmony, and happiness. I declare that today I use my imagination to inspire myself and others. I declare that today I let go of judgments and live more joyfully. I declare that today I kiss negativity goodbye and I am kind to myself and others. I declare that today I lavish love and laughter wherever I go and in whatever I do. I declare that today I use my magical mind to create many miracles.
You just heard part one of the Daily Declarations. The rest will be continued later on in the show. Please stay tuned.
Patricia, I know you're one that loves affirmations. Was there any one of those in particular that really resonated with you?
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I was saying hi in the chat room, and so I kind of was tuned out just a little bit. Sorry.
I know you're in the chat room. This is your show, so I really need you to focus, Patricia. Okay, moving along into that's a new one for us.
I apologize.
In the chat room. Okay, but that's why you never know when I'm going to go back and forth, Patricia Reed.
You keep me on my toes.
Exactly. So
I'm used to it.
I go back and forth in the chat room, but I do it, you know, in a timely fashion when I'm referencing and playing other things and so on and so forth.
Well, there was something else I did. I remember what we were discussing right before the show. I went in and did that too.
Oh, well, that is amazing. So now
yes.
I know you are the master of multitasking. Okay.
And it's so funny because I teach people to have single-minded focus.
That's very funny. Okay, got it. You are adorable, Patricia Reed. We love you. Okay.
Thank you.
In the Coach's Corner, I'll give you another chance, Patricia. I want to go over my favorite aphorisms. And, folks, an aphorism is a short, pointed sentence expressing a wise or clever observation or a general truth. So after I read my favorites, I'm going to ask Patricia if she has a favorite. That's called a heads up.
Thank you for that.
Right. Okay, one, the nicest thing about the future is that it always starts tomorrow. Two, money will buy a fine dog, but only kindness will make him wag his tail. Three, if you don't have a sense of humor, you probably don't have any sense at all. Four, seatbelts are not as confining as wheelchairs. Five, a good time to keep your mouth shut is when you're in deep water. Six, how come it takes so little time for a child who is afraid of the dark to become a teenager who wants to stay out all night? Seven, business conventions are important because they demonstrate how many people a company can operate without. Eight, why is it that at class reunions you feel younger than everyone else looks? Nine, scratch a cat and you will have a permanent job. 10, no one has more driving ambition than the boy who wants to buy a car. 11, there are no new sins. The old ones just get more publicity. 12, there are worse things than getting a call for a wrong number at 4 a.m. It could be a right number. 13, no one ever says it's only a game when their team is winning. 14, have you reached the age where the happy hour is a nap? 15, be careful reading the fine print. There's no way you're going to like it. 16, the trouble with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same size bucket. 17, do you realize that in about 40 years we'll have thousands of old ladies running around with tattoos and rap music will be the golden oldies? Number 18, money can't buy happiness, but it helps you look for it in a lot more places. 19, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And 20, always be yourself, because the people that matter don't mind, and the ones who mind don't matter. Okay. Did you like any of those, Patricia?
Oh, I liked a lot of those. Number 9, of course, because I have feline friends, and they...
Oh, wait. Let's tell folks what 9 is. They may not have a long-term memory. Number 9, scratch a cat and you will have a permanent job. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they're out here with me in this room, and one of them is quite vocal. And so you might all just have a chance to meet one of my cats while we're on the show. And I will do my best to pet her so she will be quiet if I pet her. But that is a permanent job. And number 19.
And number 19 was, it is never too late to have a happy childhood. And that's so true.
That's
because
right.
You can create it. Any want to in your mind, and what's in your mind and in your heart and in your soul is that which really matters. So, folks, let me share with you who our special guest today is, Patricia Reed, someone who likes the chat room. Patricia Reed is the founder and creator of energeticmastery.com. Creator of Energetic Mastery Mindset Coaching and Mindset Subliminal Videos. She is also a healer trained as a practitioner of NLP, Theta Healing. What's Theta Healing, Patricia?
Oh, Theta Healing is basically going into, the practitioner goes into the deep Theta state where we actually use the law of observation to change the perception of, you know, so-called reality. We can actually witness changes on the subconscious level using Theta Healing. It's a wonderful way to clear subconscious beliefs and programs and to help to what they call download new programs.
Okay,
or,
also
yeah,
Reiki.
Truth.
Explain Reiki. I'm going to ask you on all of these. So just, you know, let people know briefly what it is so they can follow along. What is Reiki?
Okay, Reiki is a form of energy healing. It's very, very beautiful where you can use your body to channel healing energy to whoever that you're projecting to.
Patricia is a practitioner of TFT. What is that?
TFT is thought field therapy. It's a meridian tapping technique that was founded or created by Roger Callahan, and it's got a 98% cure rate.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. EFT.
EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique, which is another meridian tapping modality that was actually based on the work of Roger Callahan. One of his students, Gary Craig, came up with EFT, and it's a, more of a generalized way of tapping your meridian points and also at the same time speaking what it is that you're tapping out of your energy bodies. It's also very, very effective.
And reconnective healing. I've never read so many credentials that I didn't even know what they are, but it certainly sounded good. What's reconnective healing?
Reconnective healing is another form of healing that was discovered by Dr. Eric Pearl. And this is not so much that the practitioner uses the body to channel the energy. It's rather that there is a new frequency that was not available on Earth before, and it's now available. And what the practitioner does is, again, it's one that utilizes the law of observation, and the practitioner kind of plays with the energy around the person that they're working on, either in person or remotely. I do it remotely. It's actually very, very powerful when done remotely. For some reason, the distance makes it very powerful. And so you're basically just kind of, I don't want to say directing the energy because that's not exactly right, but you're basically allowing the universe to heal whatever requires healing. You might be conscious of what it is and have an intent that maybe it gets satisfied, but it's really about trust and allowing the energy to heal what comes up that needs the immediate healing. You may notice a difference right away. It might go in and heal things on a much deeper level that you're not quite so consciously aware of.
Patricia is a spiritual teacher and empath. Briefly, Patricia, what is an empath?
Empathic ability is when you are able to kind of tune in to other people, to tune into other energies that surround you. It's invisible, and you can basically feel it, not only emotionally. For me, I can also feel it in my body. So if I'm working with somebody and they're not quite sure what they're feeling, I can actually tune into the person energetically and feel what they're feeling. I might not feel the sensations exactly in my body, but what happens is it's kind of like reconnective healing. Whatever it is that their higher self is communicating to me via my higher self, saying, hey, I need you to be aware of this. I need you to work on this. This person really needs to address this. And I'm trying to get in touch with them to let them know. I'm trying to alert them to this, but for whatever reason, they can't listen right now. And so I need your help. And so I might feel something in my body that will alert me to what the person that I'm working with needs to address.
Patricia is a divine channel intuitive coach. She's an expert nutrition and mind, body, spirit detoxification, as well as an author, and a very good author. In fact, I have her wonderful book, and she writes from the heart. Patricia's focus in healing is in purification of mind and body. As she works with you, she shows you how your mindset and subconscious programming have together been building the patterns and strategies that keep you stuck in self-sabotage, and in training you in how to find and clear the energy blockages so that you may remember who you really are and live in spirit's truth, achieving mastery in energetic evolution. We're going to go over to Patricia Reed with this wonderful topic today about communicating with your body mind. Go ahead, Patricia. Go tell them how they can do that.
Okay. All right. Well, first, I want to begin with something that our wonderful guide, our wonderful spiritual teacher, in his infinite wisdom, Buddha, said. He said, to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. This is a very clear indication that there's a mind-body connection going on here. And so I want to begin by talking a little bit about the physical body. Now, you might not look down at your body and think it's anything so great. I know a lot of us suffer with body image that is less than desirable. But think about it for a minute. Think about how incredibly awe-inspiring, how magnificent the physical body is. I mean, can you imagine designing something that works the way our physical bodies do? And we don't even know consciously. You know, we have some education, we know a little bit, but everything we know about the human body can actually just fit on the tip of a pin. It's just incredible. It's marvelous. And what else is that we might not know, because this isn't something that is actively taught. And so I'm going to tell you that the condition of the body is the manifestation of everything we have ever thought and felt. And that is not limited to this life only, because genetics come into play and trapped emotions and subconscious programs are also passed on to us from our ancestors. And we also keep emotions and subconscious programs with us in our DNA from other places and times, other lifetimes. And there are still other emotions and programs that we actually carry with us as part of our very essence, as our soul. And this is why some of us come into the world in less than perfect health, even though we haven't yet had the opportunity to create our own physical health with our thoughts and emotions. The reason is because our soul has lessons to learn. We're here to learn specific lessons. The soul's objective is to release certain programs, limiting beliefs, so that it can expand and grow and evolve and ascend. So we come into these physical bodies and we live out these physical lives in order to let go, to release our attachments and our addictions, our limiting beliefs, and our low-frequency emotions. And our body is our communicator. The body is what is meant to communicate our soul's lessons to us. Every sensation that we have is there to communicate with us. It's there to alert us to an underlying emotion. And the underlying emotions are based on our thoughts and our beliefs. And when you suppress your emotions, your body's there to tell you, hey, pay attention. You've got a destructive belief going on here that's making you feel really bad. And your body will continue to gather those frequencies of the thoughts and emotions until eventually you notice an illness or even an injury. Injuries, by the way, they're not these coincidental accidents. They're not things that just happen. They are always, always, always based on an underlying frequency, which is an emotion, which is generated by a thought, which is generated by a belief that isn't true. And your subconscious mind, via your body's intelligence, which is so vast, will do whatever it takes to get your attention, even if it means an injury, so that you can address the underlying emotions and the thoughts and the beliefs behind the injuries. And this is all by your design, yours and mine. This is the way we designed it on much deeper levels than we can consciously remember. But these all happen for a reason. It's to get our attention so that we can let go of the things that our souls came here to let go of. And it's all based on our soul's purpose and mission for advancement. And what happens in our bodies, in our physical bodies, is a result of the law of vibration. Everything is energy. Everything is energy, even our bodies. And we only believe that everything is matter, but the truth is, even matter itself is energy. It's just energy is vibrating at different frequencies. And the lower the frequency, the more solid it seems. So that our physical bodies are actually energy vibrating at different frequencies, this makes the cells and tissues of our bodies reactive to the energies of our thoughts and our beliefs and our programs and our emotions that we carry with us and hold on to. It makes our bodies vulnerable to lower energetic vibrations. It also means that we can change the frequency of our physical cells and tissues by changing our underlying thoughts and beliefs to those that manifest higher frequency emotions like love and joy and peace, forgiveness, appreciation, gratitude. Don't those feel good? So each thought and emotion that we carry within us has its own energetic frequency. Toxic thoughts and emotions, things that have to do with trauma, fear, doubt, worry, guilt, shame, hatred, and anger, they all have lower vibrational frequencies. And when we have subconscious programs and beliefs stored in us that cause us to think negatively, this creates emotions that match the frequencies of those thoughts. The emotions then become lodged in our body's energetic meridian systems, our cells, tissues, and organs, and they begin to affect all the surrounding cells and tissues and organs. And this begins the process of physical ailments, disease, weight challenges, and even injury. Rumi said, I don't know if you know Rumi, the great poet. I love Rumi. But he said, this being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. welcome and entertain them all. Treat each guest honorably. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And there's a particular meaning to this, and that is what he's basically saying is, don't resist your darker emotions. Don't suppress them. What you resist, you put power into. You make them stronger. Don't deny them. They're there bearing gifts to get your attention so that you can address them and let them go. You cannot deny your ego. You can't deny your feelings, because when you do, you're just suppressing. That makes them much more powerful, and that is what actually contributes to physical death. So when we're able to honestly, and it can be uncomfortable, but when we're able to honestly confront our trapped emotions and self-sabotaging subconscious beliefs that are trapped in our energetic meridian systems, rather than suppressing and resisting and therefore giving them more power, and instead replace them with emotions and beliefs that carry the higher vibrations, such as gratitude, joy, forgiveness, and unconditional love, we are then able to expose ourselves and tissues of our bodies to much higher frequencies. And this raises our alkalinity levels, it increases our oxygenation, and it allows for true healing. Disease cannot exist in the same frequency of these higher frequency emotions. By also releasing and resolving and reprogramming our subconscious beliefs and programs, we are able to more easily reach for and grab the emotions that come with thinking happier thoughts. Our entire body begins to vibrate at a much higher frequency, and we find ourselves beginning to attract all those good things that we desire, including better physical health. Remember, the law of attraction, hey, it's real in this universe. There is such a thing as a law of attraction, and it works based on the law of vibration. And we are always attracting or reflecting back people and things and circumstances, including our physical health, based on how we're vibrating. So if we're stuck in the lower vibrations, then all aspects of mind-body health break down, and we keep on attracting or reflecting back exactly what we don't want and what we want to avoid, and we become vulnerable to the effects of toxins, both in the form of energetic toxicity resulting in mental and emotional stress, as well as the effects of physical toxicity, including candida, parasites, viruses, unfriendly bacteria, heavy metals, chemicals, all of which vibrate to the lower frequencies and even feed off. They even feed off our lower frequency thoughts and emotions. Every remedy for physical health ailments, natural or otherwise, carries an energetic frequency. And this is why we feel better when we take a remedy for health problems, because the remedy for the ailment changes the frequency of the cells and the tissues, and that allows for healing to begin. Napoleon said, "The best cure for the body is a quiet mind." And we're going to go back to Buddha. What else did he say about the mind-body connection? Buddha also said, "The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly." And why is that? Well, it's because when we're not off in our heads, lost in our thoughts, going blah, 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 blah with all the mind chatter, we can actually listen to our thoughts and become aware of our emotions and pay attention to our bodies. And it's difficult to understand what the body's telling us when it's toxic and inflamed. Our tendency is to be ungrounded because the body has become an unhospitable environment, acidic, inflamed, in pain. We don't want to be in a body that feels like that. So we're prone to be off in our heads thinking all the time, blah, 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 mind chatter, blah, 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 blah. And it's because the body isn't even our natural dwelling place. If the physical body was our natural dwelling place, we wouldn't have to come into these forms born as infants and learn how to be in a body. We would come in already fully remembering how to live in them. So So this should be very, very telling for us that we're not these bodies, and we don't always live here in them. So by learning how to pay attention to your body's signals, not only aches and pains, but even the little things like an itch or a hiccup or a cough, you can begin to learn how to communicate with your body. When you can pay attention to your emotions rather than to suppress them, and learn to objectively listen to your thoughts, you can become aware of what your soul is asking you to let go of. And this is beneficial not only to your mind-body health, but also for your soul, especially for your soul. You can even find out, get this, you can even find out what your soul purpose is, why you are here, by effectively communicating with your body mind. You can greatly enhance your soul's evolution by doing this. So this is why it's so important to become aware of and to understand the mind-body connection, not only so that you feel better and reflect back or attract a happier outer reality for yourself and better physical health, which is a nice bonus for you, it's a really nice bonus, but it's not the main point. But because your soul has another objective, which is the main point, and that is to release and let go of what has held you back from evolving and ascending, we're here to forgive. We're here to be forgiven. And it's our body mind that instructs us how to do this. What is for us to do is to pay attention and learn how to interpret what the body is telling us so that we can use our mind to let go of the old lower frequencies and command higher frequency thoughts and emotions. And this is what allows our soul to be free and to evolve.
Wow, that's very important information, Patricia. Patricia referenced the law of attraction. So once again, I want to share, we did an entire show yesterday, 100 quotes from the law of attraction, also known as The Secret, the law of attraction. The whole book was about The Secret and the law of attraction. And we did a whole show yesterday on that in our archives. Just click on 115. Also, I know you're in the chat room, so this is for the benefit of our listeners who are not in the chat room, that Maya Smith says to Patricia, great compliments on your book, amazing wisdom being revealed, and great talent to be able to beautifully deliver your message. Patricia, tell them the name of your book and how they can purchase that book.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you, Maya Smith. I really appreciate that. My book is called The Space Between, and its subtitle is An Inspirational Tale of the Journey Out of the Ego Mind and Into Spirit. And it's on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle format, which you can download to any device that you can, well, any device with an internet connection, browser, basically. It's in paperback format. And I also recorded it unabridged, an audio book. Oh, my gosh, did that take forever? But you can get it in audio book as well. And you can go to energetic-mastery, which is my website, energetic-mastery.com/the-space-between. And I'm actually going to type this into the chat room as well so you can have a nice link to get there easily. But that's how you can get it.
Patricia, why don't you also tell people now about the special offering that you were kind enough to make to our listeners today. So why don't you share that with people?
Oh, well, okay. I'm actually making a very, very special deal available for listeners of the Joyce Berry and Friends show. And what I'm offering is, drum roll please, I'm offering a huge deal for sessions with me. I do energetic mastery sessions, which is, it's kind of like this huge combination of everything I've been trained in and as well as methods that have been channeled through me that I've received intuitively. And I work with you. I teach you how I basically guide you through the process of listening to your body mind, of determining your soul's purpose and determining your values, your true motivations behind things. And so, yeah, anything you want to achieve in life, better health, a good relationship, better...
Patricia, why don't you tell them what the special offer
is? The special is. The special is a huge discount. The regular price session is $160, but through the end of January, through the end of this month, I'm offering for Joyce Berry listeners $99 for a session. And
wow,
you're
Patricia,
able to book,
that is
yeah,
very
you're able
generous.
To book at least, yeah, you're able to book up to 3 sessions at that deal. And
that is very generous. That truly is a generous offer.
There's the drum roll.
And that deserves a drum roll. We had to know what the offer was to see if it deserved it. So, folks, let me reiterate. It's $160 for a one-hour session. That is Patricia's regular price. But she was gracious enough at our request to say, we love to reward our listeners for listening. What can you offer our listeners? And she said $99 for a $160 session. Just let her know that you want that by the end of January. The offer is good through January 31. And how do they take you up on that offer, Patricia?
Okay, if they go to my site, go to energetic-mastery.com. Oops, I forgot the .com in the chat room. I'll retype that link. It's energetic-mastery.com/Joyce.
I love it. We have our own special link. I love it.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So once again, I really want you to hear because it is a generous offer. A $160 session, for a one-hour session with Patricia Reed. I named her credentials at the beginning of the show. That was so impressive that I didn't know what 3/4 of them were. So $99 till the end of the month. You really want to take her up on that. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to the daily declarations, the second half. Patricia's busy in the chat room. I will ask you your favorite one, Patricia. So
okay.
enjoy the chat room and enjoy the daily declarations.
This is part 2 of the Daily Declarations from A to Z that was written and is spoken by Beverly Nadler, author of Vibrational Harmony.
I declare that today I gain new knowledge that nurtures my mind and spirit. I declare that today I am organized and open to opportunities. I declare that today I make prosperity a priority. I declare that today I ask myself the quality questions that enhance my life. I declare that today I take time to rest, relax, and release stress. I declare that today I use my skills and self-confidence to find solutions to life's challenges. I declare that today I transform and transcend all negative thoughts. I declare that today I understand that by universal law, life contains both pleasure and pain, sunshine and rain, and it's all good. I declare that today, as I visualize my life and raise my vibrations, I can bring whatever I want into manifestation. I declare that today I gain more wisdom and willpower. I declare that today I have the X factor, the extra that makes my life extraordinary. I declare that today I say yes much more than I say no. I declare that today, whatever I do, work, play, meditate, pray, I do it with zeal and zest to make this day the very best. These daily declarations are from A to Z. Now I invite you to create yours and affirm them powerfully.
Patricia, did you have any of them that you particularly resonated with?
Oh, yes, and I was paying close attention this time.
Glad to hear it, Patricia. Glad to hear it.
Well, I love especially, you know, this is something that I live by, and it's so important to ask the quality questions that enhance life. That is so important, so important. It's not necessary that you have all the answers, but, oh, my gosh, if you can start asking better quality questions, that is one of the keys to life. And the other one that I just love is the pleasure and pain and sunshine and rain, and it's all good. That is so true. So, so true. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, and that would explain why the those words of wisdom, the daily declarations, are our most valuable guest, Beverly Nadler, author of Vibrational Harmony. I now want you to listen up to her words of wisdom about why you should be listening to this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! In the chat room, the question was posed if Patricia does her sessions by phone. So, of course, if you're in the chat room, you know the answer is yes. However, those of you that are not in the chat room, I want you to know that the answer is yes. And I can speak from personal experience. I've had several sessions with Patricia, and she is that good. So I definitely want to endorse her work. She is wonderful at what she does. She knows what she's doing. And taking it to a whole other level, she's very caring. She genuinely does care. It's not about a work session. It's about a caring session. She will give you everything she's got to give you a kind of a session that will make a profound difference in your life. And, folks, I always say that I model myself after Oprah, who shares her favorite books and resources and services, and that's what I do. So just know when I endorse a service or a book, it's because I love it, love it. So I love my sessions with Patricia. I have no doubt you will also. You would be wise to take advantage of the special offer for a $160 session for only $99. Jump on it. It's good till the end of the month. Patricia, anything you want to say about that?
Oh, my gosh, Joyce, thank you, thank you. That was, oh, my gosh, I'm going to, okay, I'm one who doesn't suppress emotions, so if I start to cry.
Oh, that's fine.
That was such a beautiful recommendation. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and it's all true. And folks, anyone that follows the show knows that I will only endorse people, books, whatever, products, opportunities that I personally love. And I love the sessions, and I love Patricia, so I can't speak highly enough about it. Folks, once again, I want to refer you to the show yesterday because Patricia referenced it a couple of times, The Law of Attraction, 101 Quotes. That was yesterday's show. And also, we did a show on coaching on January 4th. If you want to look at if coaching is for you, so that was on January 4th show. With the start of the new year, you want to do something different. You want to get outside the box. You want to get outside the comfort zone. Insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results. Don't be insane, folks. Do what you have to do. And Patricia is the kind of coach that it's all connected to healing. All those modalities were healing modalities. My kind of coaching is totally different. It's success coaching. It's goal setting and of that nature. My website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, you'll see hundreds of testimonials for my kind of coaching. And here are just a few I want to share with all of you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And, of course, that was all in the spirit of fun by our most talented guest of all time, Kurt Fitzpatrick. And we've done many shows showing how talented he is, showcasing him. I just love my all-star team. Folks, I just want to share that your mind might be communicating with you. It might be screaming at you, in fact, that one of your goals is money. As a coach, I certainly know that it's on everyone's New Year's resolution about wanting more money, needing more money. So I just want to share with you a recent contribution to our show by Andre Porter. He's an award-winning author. And he did this song. I've never been a fan of reggae, but after hearing it, it has me jumping out of my chair and having a new mantra in my life. So I'm just going to play a little snippet of it to put you in the mood.
You're now tuned into the Joyce Barry Show. We're all about that positive progress. We're all about that money. Yes, give me the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? More money, more money, more money, more. Every day price rise, now we need the money more. Can't wait for the money, every day we run the money down. True hustlers always run the money down. Food have to eat, clothes cost money. Bills must pay, where's the landlord money? Kids have to eat, where's the school fee money? Every day a woman complain about money, cause those who want it can't get it, and those who get it don't want it, so that's why they lose it. So when God bless, we won't lose it. Hustle for the art, never hustle for the vanity. Hustle for the love, cause you have to feed your family. Mother, father, uncle, auntie, brothers are your sister them, niece are your nephew them. Give with the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money?
Patricia, I know you like affirmations. Did you find that as fun and uplifting as I do?
Oh, yeah. You just want to start singing money, 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 money. But for me, what I do is change we need to I got so much money, money, money. I have so much money, money. We have money, money, money.
Yeah, I saw the posting on Facebook, and I played it, and I immediately sent for the MP3, but he did something so outside the box, which
that
was
is,
to include our show right on the MP3.
It. It's great.
And it really touched me. It really,
and it's really,
really
it's
me.
Catchy, because I'm sitting, I'm kind of bouncing in my chair, going, yeah, money, 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 money.
Right, so everyone has that goal, more money, whether you need it, whether you want it, but I loved it, and I love that he did that for me. It was a surprise. I had
no idea.
And I actually put it on my desktop, so whenever I want to bounce around, I just push play that.
Bouncing is really good for your lymphatic system.
Yeah, and having a smile on your face, and it instantly gets one to lighten up. Folks, another thing, you know, again, with the New Year's resolutions and everything and needing money, I just want to share this with you on how I choose a home business as one way you can make more money.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And Patricia, why don't you tell them once again how they can capitalize on this wonderful offer, what the website is.
Okay, yes, once again, if you want to take advantage of the $99 special, save, what is that? Let me do the math. What is that? $61. Save $61. All right, you go to my website, energetic-mastery.com/Joyce. And again, that offer is good through the end of this month. It expires 10 p.m. Eastern Time, January 31st. You can book up to 3 for that price.
And that's something you really want to do. And that song, I wrote the words to that song. Once again, Kurt Fitzpatrick was playing it. He is so awesomely talented. We just love him. So you want to write to Coach Joyce at AOL.com if you want to know about home business opportunities and make more money. You know, when I hear about mind-body connections, I know the mind is screaming at you for the things you want. The body is giving you signals. So today was a really great show, Patricia, on that connection and the healing that is imperative for you to have a better life.
Thank you. I had a really good time, and I also want to, I don't know if there's a whole lot of time, but if there's anybody who has any questions, I would love to answer. If you can't get through during the show, then please, please, just send me a note. You can go to my website, energetic-mastery.com/contact. And you can send me a note there if you do have any questions. Maybe you had a question that you wanted to ask during the show, or maybe you have a question that comes to you afterwards. And, again, I'm a big believer in those questions, you know, asking the important questions, just like in Beverly Nadler's affirmations, that it's all about the quality questions. So if there's anything that I can answer for you, I really just welcome and invite you and encourage you to contact me.
Absolutely. And don't be shy, folks. She's here for you. I've been going back and forth in the chat room as well, but I see how you've got it handled to see if there were questions. And there's a lot of people in the chat room as well that haven't chatted. So I invite you to do that, and you're welcome to be an observer as well. Whatever it is that you enjoy about the show, keep enjoying it the way that works for you. Folks, you can become a follower of our show, know all about our other great shows by going to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. That'll take you right to our blog homepage and, of course, Facebook.com/JoyceBarry. And our fan page, Facebook.com/JoyceBarryandFriends. We just have a couple of minutes. So what message would you like to leave the audience with?
Pay attention. Pay attention. Get into your body. Start to love your body. And if that seems impossible, then, you know, there's one thing that I started to do a while back, and it has helped me so much, and this might not work for you. It works for me. I invite you to see if this resonates with you. If this helps you, give it a try if you want. But I like to go and look in the mirror and imagine that maybe that's God looking back at me through my own eyes. And if I can look at that reflection and say, maybe that's God looking back at me and say, I love you. Then if you do it enough times and you start to make it a habit, you'll actually start to believe in yourself and you'll actually start to listen to what your body is telling you. Pay attention to what your body, make your body a safe and happy place for you to live in for a little while. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Pay attention to your emotions. Don't suppress them. When somebody triggers you, when somebody says something to you that makes you feel bad, don't just get mad at them and judge them for it. Understand that we're all reflections of each other. And whatever they said that seemed hurtful, it was something that was triggering something in you. You felt an emotion to get your attention, to point you to the underlying belief that isn't true. And so I just really invite you to start paying attention to everything, how you feel physically, how you feel emotionally. Listen to your thoughts. For every thought that you have that you're aware of, there's another thought underneath it thinking something about that thought. Listen, 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 and love yourself.
And folks, if you listen to the show today, you say, I have to go check out Patricia's website, I'll do it someday. I'll look into Joyce's website, I'll do it someday. I really need healing, I'll get to that someday. Folks, I wrote this just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and Sunday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And folks, to further drive home that point, listen up to another original, If Not Now, When? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And folks, I'm going to close out our show today with something guaranteed to perk up your body and your mind.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.